Good morning. A weak disturbance near the Canadian border producing some flurries and snow showers in the Champlain Valley this morning. And another disturbance riding through Pennsylvania producing some rain showers, a little bit of light snow, sleet, and even some freezing rain across parts of Pennsylvania down toward New York City. But most of the rest of interior New York and New England is dry this morning. Even some breaks in the clouds, which is leading to temperatures in the teens and lower 20s to start the day. And as a result, with that bubble of high pressure overhead, it'll be a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds carrying us through the afternoon and a northwesterly breeze. Temperatures, meanwhile, will climb and with the high sun angle reach through the 30s to just about 40 on average during the afternoon. Skies will be clear tonight, and this will allow temperatures to drop back down into the lower 20s on average by tomorrow morning. Another disturbance riding through the Tennessee Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast will bring some clouds into the region tomorrow afternoon after we start the day with sunshine. And it will stay dry throughout the day, and temperatures will be in the lower and middle 40s. With the deep snowpack still in place, the warm-up through the middle of the week that's been advertised will be modest. Still, though, on Wednesday, with a mix of sun and clouds, we should reach the middle 40s on average, with an outside chance at the 50-degree mark in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Skies will remain mostly sunny on Thursday, although with a weak front passing through, it'll be a bit cooler with highs back into the upper 30s and right around 40 again with a mix of sun and clouds and more quiet weather on Friday. The next area of storminess will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head our way for the weekend, increasing clouds with a chance of wet snow or rain on Saturday afternoon and into Saturday night, depending on the storm track and the temperature profile, so we'll watch that during the week. Either way, it looks like we'll clear things out during the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter weather advisory is in effect for that system moving through Pennsylvania and New Jersey. This includes Philadelphia and north on 95 toward New York City. Light snow, some freezing rain and sleet will be possible with that weak disturbance moving through. Widespread rain, meanwhile, will continue to develop ahead of an upper trough edging eastward out of the northern parts of Mexico today. A rich supply of Gulf moisture feeding inland will fuel heavy rain and thunderstorms. This could lead to flash flooding over eastern Texas and into portions of the lower Mississippi Valley. Flash flood watches have been issued for a large part of eastern Texas as a result. As that upper trough lifts north tomorrow, the heavy rain and threat for flash flooding will shift northeastward across the Tennessee Valley, the lower Ohio Valley, and the central Appalachians. The weather over the rest of the nation will remain relatively quiet early this week. Much of the central and eastern United States will continue to thaw out with above normal temperatures, and an upper ridge out west will keep conditions warm and dry for a while, but an approaching front should bring precipitation to the west coast by the middle of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog and blowing snow, 7 above 0 with a west-northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 19 degrees, the dew point 13, 77% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 4 below zero at Houlton and Presque Isle, both in Maine, and also at Champion and Stambaugh, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a few showers, then increasing sun in the upper 40s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 21. The average temperature, 30, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.02 inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, and that was in the form of 0.6 inch of snow. For the month now, 2.6 inches of snow, which is 0.9 inch below average. And 73.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 23.2 inches above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 68, set in 2000, and the record low, 14 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning is at 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening 6:54 p.m., 11 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then clouds, milder, lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Wednesday in the middle 40s. Mostly sunny Thursday, back into the middle and upper 30s, right around 40 with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. Increasing clouds Saturday with a chance of wet snow and or rain toward evening in the upper 30s. And snow showers left over on Sunday with highs back up to 40. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.